I'm Sally Culbreth, founder of Committed to Freedom Ministries, an organization dedicated to providing people with spiritual tools to move beyond abuse. You can find us on the web at committedtofreedom.org. You can also read my blog, committedtofreedom.blogspot.com. There are few experiences in life that will shake your world to its foundation like the news that your child has been sexually abused. I know that all too well, because my own daughter was molested by a good friend's teenage son when she was only 7 years old. It was one of the most devastating experiences of my life. I was so determined to protect her, so sure that I knew all the signs, so aware of who the creepy people were, and yet I missed it completely until it was too late. Your response to this disclosure must be careful and calm, or you can actually create more damage for your child. The information I'm going to share does not constitute legal or professional advice. These are merely suggestions. But I hope they will help you to determine your own actions and responses should you learn such news. Actually, I hope that you never have to use this information, but unfortunately, the world isn't always safe and the world isn't always good. Bad things happen. As I said, these are some suggestions to think and pray about. The primary concern for children who are being sexually abused, or physically abused for that matter, is safety. Regardless of how long the abuse has occurred, it needs to stop, and it needs to stop now. You are the adult who has more power than the child. The child needs you to be his or her defender and guardian. Children simply do not have the skills or the strength to protect themselves. You must do this for them. Perhaps the child's safety is not the only consideration. Perhaps your safety is also a factor. If you're in an abusive relationship and your child discloses that he or she is being abused, you and your child may be in danger of further violence or sexual assault. Find out where the nearest safe house or shelter is and devise a plan to get there. Tell a friend, a pastor, a coworker that you need help. The most important thing is to get to a safe place so the abuse can stop and you have time to think and act. Assure the child that the abuse is not his or her fault. When a child tells you about abuse, they do so at great personal risk because of the manipulation and secrets that accompany abuse. Calmly listen. Do not ask leading questions that might pressure the child to make up a response they think you want to hear. Gather facts and write down what you learn. Keep the information and any evidence of the abuse, such as bloody underwear or explicit video, in a secure place to turn over to the proper authorities. If you are an abuse survivor, work hard not to project your own abuse experiences into this situation. This is not about you. It is about your child. Your issues are different than the issues you will be dealing with because of the disclosure. It may feel the same, but it is not. Keep this in mind at all times. Even if you have your own doubts about the truth of their accusations, don't express those doubts to the child. Begin by believing them and proceed from there. Don't be overly emotional in front of the child. Save your expressions of rage, shock, repulsion, and sorrow for a time when your child is not present. Otherwise, the child may internalize the blame for your emotional response. In other words, don't freak out in front of the child. You may need to find support for yourself, but the only support the child has in this crisis is you. Let the child know that you may report the abuse, but that you will help them as much as you can. Always be careful how you respond when a child asks you to keep a secret. If children begin a sentence by saying something like, "Do you promise you won't tell?" you need to be careful and not make that promise. Instead, respond by saying something like, "Well, it depends on the secret." There may be some serious consequences that follow disclosure, legally, relationally, and emotionally. When you report this to legal authorities, prepare the child for the confusion and let them know you will help them as much as you can. Never make promises to children that you can't keep, such as, "I'll protect you," or, "Nothing bad will ever happen to you again." You simply can't keep those kinds of promises. This sets them up for further broken trust and disillusionment. Express reassurance and affirmation to the child frequently. Tell him when he does something right. Tell her what a great person she is. Don't bring up the abuse again and again. Most children just want to be safe and then try to be normal kids. Honor the fact that they are tired of talking about it. Even in the midst of a terrible crisis like this, life goes on. Try to resume their normal schedules as soon as possible. Sports, church, school, art, maybe even a lemonade stand, whatever is in their normal routine. If there's a disruption to the family, such as a divorce, a trial, social service interview, be sure that you do other things that are fun for the child and give them a place to feel normal again. Work very hard to build a relationship with the child that is not centered on the abuse. Go for walks together, color together, cook a favorite food together, watch a fun movie. Healthy relationships are not built around issues. They are built around time and the context of living. Don't assume that talking to the alleged abuser will stop the abuse either. Be aware that abusers are highly skilled at manipulating people and the truth. What you see is not always the true person, is not always the person the child knows. Even if the alleged perpetrator convinces you that the child is lying, there is still something obviously wrong in their relationship. Be cautious, balanced, and dedicated to protecting that child. Physical and sexual abuse is a crime. There are legal and social services agencies that are designed, in theory, to protect families. This, sadly, is not often true. The child protective agencies do not always protect children and sometimes cause even more harm. You need to be prepared to walk through a very difficult time. Sexual abuse is committed by both genders against both genders. Victims are not exclusively female or male. Children are abused by both male and female perpetrators. Seek professional help for the child from a therapist who specializes in child therapy, if at all possible. If you can't afford professional care for the child, ask a physician or a teacher how to connect with a community counseling program. Keep in mind that the professional is still not a substitute for you. They are not the problem solvers. They will give you skilled direction, but you have the hard work of helping to rebuild a shattered person, as you may know from your own abuse experiences. In the midst of all of this, take care of yourself. Do not neglect your own spiritual, emotional, and physical health. Seek strength and comfort from God. If you're angry with God, let Him know. If you're sad, let Him comfort you. If you're overwhelmed, let Him be your strength. Exercise and eat healthy foods. Be careful not to comfort yourself with an overindulgence of food, alcohol, or medications. Talk to another adult about what you feel. And be careful not to make the sexual abuse everyone's business. Protect what dignity your child has left by giving them shelter from common gossip. The experience of sexual abuse causes a premature sexual awakening in your child. If your child begins to act out sexually, don't panic. Stay calm, set boundaries of what is appropriate and inappropriate, and affirm the child as a person of worth. With this premature sexual awareness, you may also need to protect other children that this child may come in contact with. If the child becomes aggressive or angry, don't respond by being aggressive and angry toward them. Keep steady. Set boundaries. Don't tolerate inappropriate behavior, but carefully help navigate the child into what is appropriate and what is not. If these issues become persistent or disruptive, be sure to get some skilled help from someone who knows how to handle this. Grieve for the child. Grieve for you. A childhood has been stolen again. If possible, be careful that this child does not lose what is left of his or her childhood. An outstanding book to help navigate families and churches through this kind of disclosure is called Caring for Sexually Abused Children by Dr. R. Timothy Kearney, KEARNEY. You can find a link to that book from our website, committedtofreedom.org. Another website that is full of helpful resources is Darkness to Light, and that's the word darkness, the number 2, and the word light, darknesstolight.org. As I said, I hope you never have to use this information. If you need to, please take these words to heart and pray for wisdom, strength, and patience. Do the right thing and help this child to heal. Peace. If you found this helpful, you might want to further investigate Committed to Freedom Ministries by going to committedtofreedom.org. Committed to Freedom Ministries offers seminars, retreats, and resources to help abuse survivors, both men and women, to find a place of spiritual restoration and peace. We never use Christianity or the Bible as a weapon to condemn or to wound. From our website, you can order our books and resources to help and assist you with your own healing journey. I'm Sally Culbreth. I hope you listen next time. Until then, peace be with you. For Committed to Freedom Ministries, committedtofreedom.org. A quiet spirit goes a long way in your healing journey away from suffering. So let's take some time to do that right now. Breathe deeply like a baby, pulling down your diaphragm as if you were creating a wave, filling your belly, your lungs, and then your throat as you inhale. And then emptying that wave from your throat, your lungs, and then your belly as you exhale. Deep breath in, slowly exhale. Make your eyes soft. If you're not driving or walking, close your eyes and listen to your body breathe. With each deep breath, imagine that you're pulling in a peaceful calm. Breathe. Soften your facial muscles. As you breathe, imagine a ball filled with warm water massaging your neck and filling your muscles with softness. Now imagine that warm ball is moving across your shoulders, to the left shoulder, and now to the right. And as you breathe, the warmth is relaxing your shoulders. Breathe. The warm ball of water is now moving down your spine. Imagine it touching each bone in your back and radiating softness out to your back muscles. Breathe. One more breath. Observe the power of calm and bring yourself back to this quiet place often. Good.